Czechoslovakia was the last communist country of Central and Eastern Europe to host Soviet troops during the Cold War. They arrived in 1968 as brotherly assistants to help keep the communist hardliners in power, and they stayed until the fall of communism 19 years later. One of the top secrets of the military command was the fact that the Soviets deployed nuclear warheads on Czechoslovak territory. A few days ago, the last Czechoslovak Communist Chief of General Staff and the first Democratic Defense Minister, General Miroslav Vacek, confirmed that the Soviet Union did have nuclear weapons positioned in Czechoslovakia.
Samozřejmě, že byli. A myslím si, že dnes v roce 2008 už to dávno žádný...
Of course they were here. The Soviet army had nuclear weapons in several storage facilities in Czechoslovakia, but the Czechoslovak army did not own them. The storage facilities were built in 1969. I don't know exactly when nuclear weapons were brought here, but it was certainly sometime in the 1970s at the latest.
Ale bylo to jistě v těch 70. letech nejpozději.
The issue whether or not Soviet troops in Czechoslovakia were armed with nuclear weapons was top secret throughout the communist era. An open debate on the issue only started after the 1989 revolution, but there was a lack of evidence one way or another. Even today, the Russian embassy in Prague is refusing to formally confirm the missile's existence. Vladimir Fedorov is the embassy's spokesman.
As far as Mr. Vacek's statement is concerned, there is a good reason to believe that there have never been Soviet nuclear weapons on the Czech soil.
Petr Luňák is the author of Planning the Unthinkable, Czechoslovak War Plans 1950-1990. I asked him if he thought General Vacek was right.
What surprises me is that General Vacek now agrees with that, because up until recently had been denying vociferously the fact that the Soviet nuclear warheads could have been deployed on Czech territory. In fact, I published a book last year which, among other things, contains a document. It's a treaty, Czechoslovak-Soviet treaty of 1965, about the construction of three nuclear storage facilities to do exactly that, to have the Soviet nuclear warheads deployed on the Czech territory. But we do have no hard evidence that the nuclear warheads were actually deployed on Czech territory. However, we have every reason to believe that they were indeed deployed there.
Michal Kocáb is a rock musician whose band Pražský výběr was banned in the 1980s. After the revolution, he became an MP and masterminded the withdrawal of the Soviet troops from Czechoslovakia. He took me to Bělá pod Bezdězem, a former Soviet military base and one of the storage facilities for nuclear warheads.
Svého času jsem dostal zprávu, ještě když jsem teda byl ve funkci předsedy komise parlamentní...
When I was the head of the Parliamentary Commission for the Withdrawal of the Soviet Troops, at one point I received a message that somewhere between Bělá pod Bezdězem and Kuživody, near the refugee camp that is here today, there was a bunker where nuclear warheads were allegedly stored. So I got together the army people responsible for the withdrawal, and we came here with an anti-explosive squad. The military police and the Russians were here, of course, as well. There were quite a few of us here. I think the current defense minister, Vlasta Parkanova, might have been here as well. When we got here, we discovered a bunker. After some complications, I finally managed to get inside. I am 99.9% certain that it was a bunker for nuclear warheads.
Že to skutečně byl bunker pro jaderné hlavice.
Michal Kocáb and his team visited the site in the autumn of 1990, after the warheads had been removed. Revisiting the former Soviet military base, Mr. Kocáb took me to a derelict bunker, overlooking what once was one of the highest security areas in the country.
Já si myslím, že my teďko stojíme ve velíně toho odstřelu, protože před sebou máme něco.
I believe that we're now standing in the launch control room because we're looking at something we both agree might have been a launching pad. It looks like some kind of small flat plateau with stairs going to the top of it and with gun posts all around it. We're now some 100 to 200 meters from the site where the bunker stood. I now think it's been covered up with soil. They must have done it shortly after our visit because they didn't like us being here at all. But if we searched the whole area here, I believe we would find all the other launching pads. I was here with some 30 or 40 other people, and they all witnessed what we saw.
The Soviet troops in Czechoslovakia were part of the central group of Soviet forces with potentially defensive as well as offensive tasks. The last commander of the Soviet forces stationed in Czechoslovakia was General Eduard Vorobyov. On the phone from Moscow, General Vorobyov says he openly talked about nuclear weapons in Czechoslovakia right after the fall of communism.
I was asked the same question at the first press conference in 1989 on the withdrawal of the Soviet troops from Czechoslovakia. The answer was affirmative. We did indeed have nuclear weapons in the rocket brigades as part of the central group of the Soviet armies that I commanded. During the Cold War, and especially on the frontier with the NATO bloc, it would be illogical to have nuclear carriers without nuclear ammunition.
The Czechoslovak army did not have the warheads at its disposal, as they would only be released in the event of an armed conflict with the West. They were under direct command of Moscow headquarters and were removed very soon after the Warsaw Pact started to collapse in the late 1989. General Vorobyov again.
At the time of the press conference I referred to, in 1989, all nuclear ammunition had already been removed from Czechoslovak territory without the participation of the central group of the Soviet army. I was only told that there were no longer any nuclear weapons in Czechoslovakia. Journalists at the press conference also asked me whether chemical weapons were stored in Czechoslovakia, and I said that no chemical weapons whatsoever were positioned there.
Gradually, the pieces of the puzzle are coming together. For a definite proof of Soviet nuclear arsenal in Czechoslovakia, though, we will have to wait for Russian military archives to open up.